Blog Talk Radio.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive.
Specifically that last little line there, you little bombers, don't hide your mistakes because they'll find you, burn you. They're coming for y'all.
True story. Oh my God, I was up till 4 a.m. watching that. Oh.
Yeah, and I refuse to watch because I will internalize that and just be a wreck, as I told Ginger. Just no good to anybody. I can't. Oof.
I'm going to end up giving a whole rundown on it because this mess is just a mess. It's not the original two people who we thought it was. It's gotten significantly worse than what we thought. One of them is dead, though, so there's the plus side. Except for, you know, if the other one dies, we may never know why they did it. So I'm hoping they can take
one of them. So one of them died?
Yes, they are brothers, Russian brothers. And one of them is dead. The older one is dead.
Is self-inflicted?
No. There was a shootout in Waterfront. And Waterfront, I think is the name. Or Watertown, something like that. Anyways, the name of the town, I can't think of it. He died in the shootout.
Which Watertown? There's like four. There's Watertown, Wisconsin, Watertown, Michigan.
Wherever Boston is, Massachusetts.
Okay. So that Watertown.
Yeah, it's, sorry, I'm sitting here chewing. Okay, so what happened is two brothers from Russia, here in the U.S., one was studying medicine, possibly, the other one was studying to become an engineer, Muslim from the Chechnya area in Russia, which is a Muslim-heavy area. It's also where you get a lot of suicide bombers, whatnot, over there.
Hey, you start breaking it up. Break that camp up.
Yeah, I don't know why they're upset over here. Apparently, they've been here for many, many years. The father is still over in Russia. He was contacted this morning about his sons. He sounds a little spacey himself. He was saying if his second son dies, then all hell's going to break loose and a war's going to happen because he knows it'll be an inside job, a hit job, blah, blah, blah.
Your son
killed me, people! You want to talk about starting a war, you flipping idiot? I can't say what I want to say, but yeah. So anyways, last night, police, thousands of police, I'm not even kidding, descended on this town searching for this guy after the shootout. There's one police dead, two that are seriously injured. One was in surgery last night. We'll see whether or not he pulls through it. They are going home by home searching. They've closed down the entire town. It's on lockdown. They are encouraging people not to leave their homes. Streets are empty. You've got pictures. You know, I've got it all up. Hold on, let me show you. I mean, just everything. They're evacuating people. Like I said, streets are empty. There's a couple of people out, but not many. They're doing press releases, all this. I mean, police everywhere. They're in tactical things. The guy's name, the one who's still alive, is Dzhokhar Tsarniev. I'm probably saying that wrong. Douchebag from now on. That's him.
I must be on the wrong channel. I'm not seeing anything.
Are you not seeing anything?
It's probably me.
I see it. Okay.
It's probably me.
I was like, you know, I thought I switched it over. But yeah, so we've got military out there. That seriously, I'm not even kidding. Thousands of police and military members are out searching for this guy. This is ridiculous. And he's pretty much saying he's going to kill everybody he can. because we killed his brother in the shootout.
So the fact that you killed, you know what?
Yeah. I love how this is our fault somehow.
Yeah, because you didn't do anything.
It's sick. From what I'm reading from Reddit last night, I followed this for literally hours. They're talking about that they found rockets being built in a basement. They found all kinds of guns, knives, weapons, more bombs. They found more bombs that were set up around the town that were supposed to be going off. They've been detonating several of them throughout the night and morning now. It's seriously sick. Very, very sick. I can't imagine what these guys are thinking. This one right here, this one, I know y'all are a little bit slow. Maybe y'all are there. Anyways, guy in the blue hat. Blue hat is dead. White hat is still alive. And that's pretty much what Reddit's been calling them, or black hat and white hat. White hat's still alive. White hat might be listening to a lot of these police scanners, so they're trying to not
keep quiet
out there now.
That is why they need, this is the same thing we were talking about on the show last night. The police need better technology. If you had better technology, you wouldn't have to worry about police scanner.
Yeah, that, and as we noticed over on Reddit last night, not only did Reddit people, well, I say Reddit, the internet who's listening in, because you can go to these police scanners on the internet more or less now and listen in.
I have an app on my phone that does it. I can listen to scans from my phone, real time. It's not even streaming. It's real time.
So people were crashing those servers, and they managed to crash Reddit several times last night. So many people trying to tune into this. It was pretty much like a DOS attack. It was denial of service. It was, and it wasn't even on purpose.
And look at him. He's at
Watertown is the name of the place. Yeah.
Scroll back up some, Ginger. Let's get a good look at his face.
There we go.
I want to see his face.
Catch up. Almost there. Almost there. One more. There we go.
And this, and you, if you notice a couple of pictures back, he's actually smiling. Yeah, he's just a baby. You just ruined
he's
your life for what?
19.
Oh, gosh. Did you
graduated life? High school in 2011?
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. It's,
Do they have any idea why? Not that it matters, because once it's done, it's done. But I'm trying to... You know how we are as humans. We like to know why. I want to know why.
Apparently, the older brother has been arrested for abusing his girlfriend at one time or another. I'm just thinking another culture. Muslim probably got in with some people who got stuff in his head that dude shouldn't have had in his head.
This goes back to the whole Sandy Hook thing where we say we need to do some mental... You know, kids need to be started mentally evaluated from when they're small, so we know if they have a propensity for this type of behavior. It can be detected early.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
People, for the most part, is the worst thing in the world. I'm so sorry. There have been so many wars fought over religion, over whose God is right, whose God is wrong.
And it should be a personal thing you should keep in your house. I'm also keeping religions out of the schools. A lot of people are like, they want it in schools. No, I believe spanking needs to be put in school. I want the punishment put back, but I want the parents to do it. Your kid is scheduled to have a spanking at 3:50. You need to be up here, and we will have a police officer, and we will be here to witness it, so we make sure you don't kill them, and that's the end of that.
Yes.
Pictures, and you know what? Make it embarrassing so the kids don't want it to happen. Not only are we going to spank you, but we're going to post video of it in the school. It's going to be a full
I don't know about that, but I definitely put a picture up.
I want a video. You embarrassed. I want you embarrassed so that you know to behave. Don't do it again. Don't. Because you know everybody's going to point and laugh. Ah, look at your face. Look at your face.
But this kid, and he's a kid.
Yeah.
He's a baby. Yeah. I just can't. Imagine. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe. So any of our listeners who are in the Boston area who are around this, please stay inside. Stay safe. Don't go to work. Don't send your kids off to school today. Just hold everybody close.
And
play some video games.
Yep.
Sounds good. Play some video games.
Not Bioshock, though, if you're religious. Okay. All right. Apparently, there's another war on the horizon. Between Facebook and Twitter. Ooh. Yeah, it's coming. You didn't know it was coming, did you? We did. Okay, so if you have Facebook Home and you're noticing it doesn't work on your Droid Yeah. VentureBeats John Coatser saying that you've seen Facebook Home. It has an abysmal 2.2 average rating. More than half of Facebook Home users rate it one single star. So what are you supposed to do if you have a Droid and you want to enjoy your social networking from your phone? Well, Soho Social Launcher offers not just Facebook, but Twitter feeds directly to your Android home screen, and does so without hijacking your phone. Mm-hmm. The company behind the app is INQ Mobile, and they said you can leave the convenient parts of Facebook Home and ditch the invasive parts. So setting up is simple. You install the app, hook up your Twitter and Facebook, and that's it. You've got your Facebook and Twitter on your home screen, but you still have access to your familiar Android controls, familiar Android home screen. You can swipe left or right to get back to your apps, or scroll all the way up to see your most common Android apps superimposed over your Facebook stream, your phone, messaging, camera, all that good stuff, and so on. I'm thinking I'm going to try this out. Soho switches from Facebook and Twitter feeds simply by starting to scroll up, which reveals a header showing which network you're on. You tap it, bam, you're on the other network. Now, Soho, of course, at present has only 105 reviews, but a third of them are 5-star and 90% are 3-star or higher. Facebook Home, on the other hand, 9,378 reviews and 4,825 of them are 1-star. What you doing over there, Zuckerberg? Are you sleeping? So they said, of course, if you want a more social experience on your phone, you want to try. You want more than one social network. This is probably the best app out there. I'm going to be trying it today. I'll let you know if I like it, because I tend to try to stay in contact with all of you, and I have some things hooked up on the phone that don't exactly always do as they're supposed to. So might be interesting to Good morning to one of my friends who's listening to the podcast. Hello, you.
Good God.
Yeah, so, yeah, very good app if you want to try something out new and keep in touch with your people. Some of you are, like, addicted to Facebook. I don't know if you can play games on it. Again, I'll let you know probably later on today. I'll probably be downloading it after the show. Ginger, what you got going on?
Well, update really quick. Okay, so there may be more than these two kids. Looks like there's a 60 to 70-year-old gray-haired man that is now in custody, or at least they're trying to take it into custody. It has a dead man switch on him. He is some sort of bomber, looks like. Not cool. Not cool. All right, so and now they're reporting loss of power in the area. Good Lord, people, come on. Come on, let's not do this. I'll be giving updates throughout the show as more stuff rolls in, because this is just disgusting to me. All right, so on to actual gaming news. Let me get you some gaming news. Software capture. There we go. La puta!
Did you just really talk yourself to it? Software capture.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. I talk to myself. You know, sometimes you need expert help, so you talk to yourself, right?
She's wrong. Somebody come and pick her up. Come pick her up.
All right, so Tesla Laputa is currently in open beta. It combines MMORPG gameplay with classic anime elements and thrusts players into a brave new world where magic and machinery coexist, and the threat of demonic invasions is an ever-present danger. As a member of the Order, a society of heroes established to safeguard Laputa, Laputa, players not only face an epic struggle against notorious bandits vying to overthrow the island, they must also seek to reveal the true history of Laputa. And finally lead the city of Sky into the new era of peace and prosperity. Tales of Laputa. Oh my God.
Why are you loving saying that over and over? Just wrong.
Because you know here in the South, that's not what that means. Provides
yes.
players with a new, near endless supply of items. And
is it spelled the same way in everything? It is!
It is! I told
Oh my God!
I know somebody should totally email these people and say, do you realize what your game translates to in Spanish? Anyways, by challenging bosses and instances, such as those on the treacherous ancient forbidden path, players can win much sought-after purple rings, matching the level of any boss defeated. Meanwhile, random opponents on the rest of the ancient forbidden path drop valuable materials redeemable for top orange equipment. Yay! All equipment obtained from quests and defeating bosses in the instances is of specific color. Bosses from elite instances drop powerful purple equipment, while normal instances drop blue items for regular use. Valor seals and other items found on the ancient forbidden path can be redeemed for useful equipment. the more seals, the more powerful the equipment. Hello, thank you for copying World of Warcraft. Yeah, so anyways, this is La Puta. And, yeah, I'm going to get fired for saying this again and again. La Puta. You only come on daytime when I can get away with saying it.
Why? Somebody come pick up your ginger. Come and pick up your ginger. Take her somewhere. Come and get your ginger. She is out of control. She's out of hand. All right. Guess what I downloaded last night but fell asleep before I got to play? What
did you download?
EverQuest.
You downloaded EverQuest?
From Steam. Sure did.
Oh, my God. EverQuest is on Steam now? Is it free to play now?
Yes, it is. Oh. I'm so in there. It better not be that EverQuest 2 crap. I'm going to tell you that much.
Something Dark Paw. She's coming for you.
Fippy Dark Paw. It's on today, baby. I'm taking your paws and claws, teeth and fur.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. I'm out of order. I know. He got to go down. I have a grudge against him. Like, I have a grudge against no other NPC ever. Me and Fippy Dark Paw. We go way back. It's not good. All right. There's a lot of little round-the-way news. I want to mention this one because this company is here in Houston, where I be. If I'm not mistaken, I think I remember TimeGate Studios being here in Houston. All right. Or they have an office here in Houston. Not really for certain. Or it might have been years ago. Who knows? In any case, Section 8 developer TimeGate Studios is back on the hook. They were in trouble before. They're in trouble again. In trouble. They're on the hook for $7.35 million in damages. It may lose control of its Section 8 license, according to a United States Court of Appeals. Yeah, filed April 9th of this year. The court has reversed a previous decision in the case, putting TimeGate back in the position of facing a steep judgment. Back in 2009, TimeGate filed a lawsuit against South Peak Interactive, alleging that the publisher withheld royalty payments and entered into a licensing deal without TimeGate's permission. Both parties went into arbitration on the matter, with a third party ultimately deciding in favor of South Peak. The publisher was awarded $7.35 million in damages and control of the Section 8 IP. The ruling was overturned by a judge in March of last year. After TimeGate challenged the arbiter's award, South Peak appealed that ruling, leaving the case in the U.S. Court of Appeals until now. Oh, wow. These guys are definitely Texans. We don't fight. We don't stop fighting until it's over. It's over when we say it's over. TimeGate announced its next title last week. Another multiplayer shooter called Minimum. An anonymous source told our friends at Polygon and Games Industry that TimeGate staff met today to discuss the future of Minimum in light of the recent ruling. And indeed, wait a minute, I'm going to check because I know we have a TimeGate, or it might be something similar that's supposed to be here in Texas. Let me check because I think I've tried to, you know, hang out with them before. They're here, Sugarland.
Sugarland!
I was wondering why they were being so closed-mouthed, so maybe that's wise because they were going through all of this stuff because we were, I've asked them many times, can we come by and, you know, spend the day, give you guys some media love, and they're like, we'll get back to you. so this is why.
What do you mean you'll get back to us?
we'll get back to you. Or maybe you were going. You had something going on. I understand. Sometimes you got stuff.
Sometimes you have things that are going on.
You got things you got to do. Like be sued and stuff. Oh, y'all lost a gang of money. I'm sorry.
Oh, did she go there?
Well, they did lose a gang of money. What?
That is true.
They're not far away at all. They're like 10, 15 minutes away. I should just go stand outside today, like with my phone in the air, like it's a tape recorder, and go, hey, I want to talk to you about this money you lost. Hello, can I come in? Hello. Excuse me. You know me? Do you know me? Can I come in? Ignore the Gamer Girls Radio t-shirt. I just want to come in and talk for a second.
Yes. All right. So, on the news of atrocities, CISPA people, I told you. Why didn't you write people? Seriously. CISPA passed by a vote of 288-127 yesterday. Sad day. As expected, the House of Representatives has passed the controversial Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, the very douchebaggy CISPA, by a vote of 288-127. Unsurprisingly, almost half of the House of Democrats supported the 196 Republicans and supporting the measure, despite Barack Obama promising to veto the bill in its current state, which lacks privacy protection and gives corporations blanket immunity from litigation. The U.S. House just passed CISPA, undermining the privacy of millions of Internet users, says the EFF. Now we take this fight to the Senate. Yeah, baby, to the Senate! Voted against CISPA because it does not adequately protect civil liberties of Americans, says Representative Anna G. Esho, which is a Democrat from California. People deserve both privacy and security. Hell yeah. The same thing happened with the last bill, or sorry, with the bill last year. Now the Senate will take... Yeah, SOPA. Well, it was CISPA last year, too. There was SOPA and CISPA last year. Now the Senate will take up its own cybersecurity bill. Should something pass out of the Senate, then it will have to be reconciled with CISPA. And even if that happens, without the aforementioned changes, the president has promised to veto it. And if he doesn't, I'm building a voodoo doll. Voodoo doll! We'll do it.
Voodoo
we'll
the hoodoo
do
that she do so well.
I will.
Who do the voodoo that you do so well? I'm sorry, I said that wrong. All right. It's time, speaking of voodoo dolls, it's time for the undead. Ginger, show them the undead. Legions, that is. Kiki 17 Games is very proud to announce that the Windows PC version of Undead Legions, a fast-paced and furious top-down zombie defense shooter, is now available on Gamersgate and Desura. And yes, we have not forgotten, there will be sales announced shortly. 3 weeks after
Yay!
The launch, 3 weeks after the launch on XBLIG, that's Xbox Live Indie Games. You know that channel you can't find? Yeah, that channel that you can't find. The game has finally arrived on your Windows PC. The game already includes the first patch to the version 1.1, which comes with two new unlockable game modes. Undead Legions lets you choose between four different characters to battle endless hordes of terrifying reanimated monsters, also known as nasty effing zombies. They come to take revenge on all those heroes who are guilty of slaughtering so many of them. They're innocent creatures during their adventures.
I could play this. I think I'd have to have ADD. Holy crap.
Yes. That's like Twitch. That's Twitch gaming right there. Have you ever heard that? This is where this channel comes from. Twitch.
Hell yeah. I would need to have three monsters in me and
be possessed.
Fired up and whoa.
You can play in single player or co-op with up to four other of your friends, buddies, enemies, whoever. You can use magic, place traps, launch devastating starfire bombs, and power up your hero while shooting the heck out of every single undead thing, be it zombie, a giant undead ogre, eerie bats, or the very undead overlords. You can pick this up at Gamer's Gate. I don't know the price yet. Maybe it's on sale. You can also pick it up at Desura, DESURA.com/games/undead-legions. You can also, if you want to stalk them, key17.com. And they're also on Twitter, Key17 Games, and Facebook, Key17 Games. If you're like, I don't know how to find that, go to our Facebook page, Gamer Girls Radio, and see who we just liked. Undead Legions.
Yay!
That one is kind of woo.
I know, when you're watching it, it makes me dizzy just looking at it. It's like, holy crap.
That's what you play when your brain will not turn off at night. And you're like, I need to do something with this energy. Bam, play Undead Legion. You get done, you'll be like, oh, I'm tired.
I know, right?
I'm tired. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
Crazy.
Woo!
All right, so what are we looking at now? We are... What was I going to do? I had something up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go. Another thing. I meant to mention it last night, but then we got a little bit irate at people. Senate Majority Leader attempts the fast-track Internet tax bill vote. Yes, people, I said Internet tax. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who looks like he's probably never used a computer in his life, Democrat of Nevada, this week began the process of pushing the Marketplace Fairness Act before the full Senate without making its way through the Senate Finance Committee, mostly because many of the leaders of the committee don't like the bill and would stall it. The bill is an Internet tax proposal, which gets its name from making the collection of sales tax the same for online purchases as it does for traditional brick-and-mortar retailers. Using the Rule 14 process, the legislation would bypass the Tax Writing Committee. Some on the committee, like Senator Max Baucus, hate this because he wants the committee to discuss the proposal as part of a larger discussion of comprehensive tax reform. Baucus has also expressed concerns with how the bill would deal with cross-state line taxes because every state, like his, have different tax rules, like Texas doesn't have state tax. Senator Baucus is discussing the issue with leadership and his colleagues on the committee. He still has the same concerns about how this will work for Montana's business, which he expressed during debate on the floor last month. The current form of the bill still does not fully address concerns about how taxation would be addressed across state lines, especially when states already said this. The bill has already created a fiery debate, even among Democrats. Earlier this year, a test vote on the bill as part of this year's budget debate, the online sales tax amendment caused a dramatic fight between supporters like Senator Dick Durbin and opponents such as Senator Ron Wyden and Kelly Ayotte. Anyways, the amendment was adopted 75-24 during the debate on the non-binding budget resolution. A spokesman for Harry Reid's office did not respond to a request for comment on the story. An unnamed Senate Democratic aide told Politico that the Senate could vote as early as next week on the online sales tax bill. I don't think we have too much to be worried about right now. I don't think in its current form it's going to pass. I think eventually we're going to see something like this, but until they are able to iron this out and until every business is able to come up with some sort of widget that adds in the state tax, I don't think we're going to see this.
Well, you know, Google's probably going to jump right on that, honestly. They're going to be the first to do it.
Yeah, it'll be the death of eBay and stuff like that, and possibly even our favorite site. Help me out. We look at it every Tuesday with all the cool stuff, all the pretty handmade stuff.
Oh, Etsy.
Etsy. Maybe the death of Etsy, too. If people start having to figure in state tax for different states. You know?
Well, if they don't have to figure it in, if it's already done via a widget, then you just look at it and decide if you want to pay, and then you go about your business. It's going to cause problems, but in the long run, I don't know. On one hand, it's good for businesses because they get to, you know, because they still have to pay tax on that stuff regardless.
Yeah.
So at least they'll get all that done ahead of time. It won't be, you know, late or crazy or whatever have you. But on the other thing, it's probably going to kill a lot of internet businesses because some people, if Google doesn't do it, some other company does it and starts charging for you to have the widget, then it's going to cause a problem. They're not going to be able to afford it because nobody's going to make a little widget that's going to cost $5. They're just not going to do it.
Yeah,
it's going to
exactly.
cost in the thousands to add this, to figure state tax, not just for the United States, but you also have to figure in tax for stuff that goes overseas. And, you know, so I see either a big company doing this and making it a very nice add-on, doing something very good, or it's going to kill a lot of these small companies. Sorry. All right. going along with what we were talking about earlier, the CISPA bill, and showing off just how technically inept some of our Senate and representatives are. White House representatives, of course, have been debating the controversial Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, known as CISPA. That's what that acronym stands for. One of the bill's authors has claimed that he's not found any U.S. companies who oppose CISPA. Wrong. apparently, he's never heard of Reddit, according to VentureBeat. Well, after falsely dismissing, they were falsely dismissed. He dismissed Reddit as 14-year-old tweeters in basements. He had the audacity to make another false claim when a U.S. company like Reddit has opposed CISPA from the start in order to protect the privacy rights of its 64 million monthly users. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian said this in an email to VentureBeat just this morning. Rogers said on the House floor, and we quote, "We have yet to find a single U.S. company that opposes this bill." After explaining that those behind CISPA have spoken with privacy groups, technology companies in Silicon Valley, financial institutions, and others regarding its content, he went on to name IBM, Intel, Juniper, Oracle, and EMC as supporters of the bill. But this is incorrect. Major companies such as Reddit, Firefox browser creator Mozilla, WordPress parent company Automattic, and others oppose CISPA, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who provided VentureBeat with a letter called Fight for the Future letter. There aren't just small names in the technology industry either, and they certainly count as U.S. companies. They say Representative Rogers hasn't apparently been looking very hard. This is from Dave Moss, who is a spokesperson for a privacy group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He said if he checked his Twitter account, he'd see that Craigslist,
Reddit, Namecheap, Mozilla, Automattic are all opposed to CISPA. Representative Jared Polis perhaps put it best when he said that CISPA will shake the confidence of Internet users. Without that trust, all Internet companies will suffer. And most every company in the world now is on the Internet in some shape, form, or fashion. Or they're dying slowly. Unless you are Hank's Ice Cream there on South Main, who has no Internet presence and doesn't even take credit cards. But it's ice cream. Work it out. CISPA's intent is to help private companies share cybersecurity event information with the government. The bill's authors say the military will not control the information that comes through CISPA's channel. They also stress that the only information coming through are ones and zeros, and that if any personal information slips through, it will be knocked out. This is in the words of Dutch Ruppersberger, who's a Democrat in Maryland. Now, privacy groups and companies such as the one above oppose CISPA, however, saying that the bill uses too broad of a language and poses a threat to individual privacy. Yesterday, the White House said it will veto the bill in its current state, fearing that companies would be given too much leeway in sharing private information and should be held accountable for information it hands over. It's sad because Michigan's 8th District deserves a rep who won't sacrifice liberty for perceived security, said Ohanian. What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know. Dropped on his head, suffocated under his mom's boob. I don't know.
We really need
a license for these people.
Yes, even them. They need a license to be on the Internet so they understand. Do you understand there, Representative Rogers, that the goat porn that you look at while you're sitting on the Senate floor will now be up for grabs from, Xfinity? Some angry employee at Xfinity can decide he wants to look at your phone now and then share what you're looking at with the world. Do you understand how this could bite you in the ass in the end? Apparently some of you don't in the Senate. They think their little cell phones are safe. Anonymous, where are you?
Yeah, true story. Anonymous, where are you?
I know you're watching North Korea. Can you come over here can we just turn your heads this way for just a second? We need you. Can you just one day when they're all sitting there, just pop up a message on their phone and start showing them their stuff and let them know this is what the world will be able to see if you pass, we let this bill go. Anybody can come in now and see this. And if you think they can't, you say, well, individuals won't. If I got a business license, if I filed an LLC, and they're cheap to file, by the way, it costs about $99 to make yourself a business, and you come to my website, I could share your information. I could look at it. I could do whatever I want with it. And that's what this bill is saying right now. You all don't think, yes. Yeah, so please, Anonymous, please, can we get an hour of time for you all to look over here just for a second?
All we need is an hour. You guys are that good. That good.
We're not worried. You know, just an hour. Just catch them slipping. Show them what.
Oh,
I want to slap this guy. He looks stupid. You look at somebody that just looks stupid.
These people who are supporting this shit are stupid. Sorry.
S bomb.
My bad. We've got to hire somebody with a buzzer.
They can't buzz you fast enough. You don't even know it's coming.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, man.
All right, so there are reports that we've identified the guy's Twitter feed. I'm looking at it. I don't know.
Which guy's Twitter feed?
The bomber who's still alive.
Can you post it up?
Posted it in the Twitch chat room. Not in our chat room. You should be there.
My chat room not open. Why? I can't see it.
I don't know, but it's there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the window too big. I had it all big size.
And apparently there are helicopters flying over Boston right now. First, we were told they're military. They're not military. They're part of a hostage rescue team. This may have just taken a very, very not good turn. All right, so, yay!
He is quoting a rap song, actually, on the 16th. Is this... Wow.
Yeah. Big salt eyes,
that
yeah.
Nobody, nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's just, that's Eminem, I believe.
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
He's
just a baby! He's a very stupid baby, but he's still just a baby. All right. So
figure out. See, this is. I'm trying to understand. When did this happen? The bombing happened. What day?
Was it Monday? No. I don't remember.
Tuesday, maybe?
A couple of days ago, right?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday. So he was posting up a storm. Like, nothing. See, mentally ill right here. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and in the back of my head, I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm hoping this is really not his feed, because this just...
It can't be, because it's...
I don't know. I mean, he sounds like any typical 19-year-old boy. He's talking about going out and getting girls, you know, looking for the baby mama, blah, 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 get paid, all this. He's making jokes. He's a teenager. He's a baby.
Wow.
I don't know.
Ain't no love in the hard city. Stay safe, people. That's when this happened.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about it. I don't think. All right, so, three maps and intense new multiplayer mode starting April 23rd.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you because this one right here is, if this is his feed, this is going to be bad. There's one on the 15th where he says, and they say what? God hates dead people or victims of tragedies. LOL, those people are cooked.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Disgusting.
Wow. Okay, and there's actually 8 people who favorited them. You all are probably going to jail.
No link here on Twitch? Hold on. I put it up. There we go. I just dropped it again.
You all that favorited this tweet, 81 people retweeted it, by the way.
It's twitter.com/J_TSAR.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't even know. Oh, my God. Mentally ill. People, start. Get them when they're little. Please get them when they're little.
Yeah, totally. All right, so the second Judgment map pack explores the darker side of the Gears universe, the 3 bone-chilling maps, the new Master-at-Arms multiplayer mode, and exclusive digital rewards. Microsoft and Epic Studios today announced the second expansion in the Gears of War Judgment multiplayer experience, the Call to Arms Map Pack, coming to VIP season pass holders on Tuesday the 23rd of April via Xbox Live and available worldwide on April 30th. Developed by Epic Games and People Can Fly, the Call to Arms Map Pack brings players 3 new multiplayer maps, a brand new mode called Master at Arms, and 6 armor and gun skins for customizing your characters and weapons. Set against the backdrop of the Locust invasion of Halvo Bay, all 3 new maps provide a mix of close quarters and vertical combat, keeping gearheads immersed in the action. The Call to Arms Map Pack provides 10 new achievements worth a total of 250 gamer score. Interesting. All right, so what new maps do we have? We have Terminal. The speed and ferocity of the Locust invasion took Halvo Bay completely by surprise. Blood Drive. As casualties start to mount, the staff at Halvo Memorial quickly began what would become the largest triage effort in the history of Sera. And then Boneyard. The concept of traditional memorial services had to be suspended due to the constant stream and alarming volume of casualties as Sera fell victim to the Locust Horde. Master at Arms, this new free-for-all game mode exclusive to Gears of War Judgment will test the true range of your soldiering skills. Awesome. All right, so Gears of War Judgment is available today, folks, for $49.99 ERP. Game is also offering an exclusive steelbook edition of Gears of War Judgment, a collector's item that comes with a premium steel casing featuring unique art on the front and backs and insides. Furthermore, to give you a leg up on the competition, the VIP season pass for Judgment is available for 1,600 Microsoft points, providing players with a more than 20% discount across a broad range of contents, including 6 multiplayer maps, 2 new modes, and 9 exclusive unlocks. Already available in World. Ooh, a little bit too much SL there. Already available online. Continue the executions courtesy of Maxim and Epic Games with the first game add-on for Gears of War Judgment. The DLC includes the return of the widely popular multiplayer mode Execution and a new multiplayer map called Haven. So yay! Get it while it's hot, people.
Wow. I'm sorry, I'm still amazed at this. I was going down his Twitter just looking.
I know, I was too. It's just... what the hell is wrong with you people?
Is that his brother? He was... Okay, yeah. I'm concerned. You know what I'm concerned about? Well, I'm not concerned. I know what they're going to do, all the people that are friends with him, because this guy has over 8,000 followers. Some of them retweeted some things he was saying that are a little questionable if this is indeed his Twitter account. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting. Wow. Woo! I'm going to move along. Time for Steam sales. Let's do something happy. All right.
Steam sales, yay!
Steam game sales. These little sales are brought to you by the website called Steam Game Sales. But it's not all Steam. As a matter of fact, let me up the ante here because I only have the ones from Steam checked. Okay, you're low on cash. You got enough money to get you something to eat, and you want to play some games. You're tired of the same old games you're playing. Guess what? Sales at Gamer's Gate right now. If you haven't played any of the Assassin's Creed, well, you could jump in the middle. It really doesn't matter because they're pretty much all the same. So you can start at Brotherhood. $4.99 there at gamersgate.com. $4.99. That's 83% off. You missed playing Portal 2. Excellent game, by the way, which I have not finished. It is on sale at Steam for $4.99. Well, I got two of them. Okay, I'm sorry. The Portal bundle is $6.24, and if you just want Portal 2, it's $4.99. Nice, right? Mm-hmm. You know you want to play. If you never played Sid Meier's Civilization, you want to know what that hoopla is all about, why would I want to play it? Well, it's on sale, $7.49 for you there. Ginger, you going to play?
I don't know. I'm pretty caught up with APB at the moment. that new expansion? Oh,
he's a faithful, faithful gamer, too. He's faithful for games. All right, Killing Floor on sale pretty much all over the place, but mostly at Green Man Gaming. Killing Floor Urban Nightmares, only 49 cents. Matter of fact,
oh, that's not bad. 49 cents? I can play 49 cents.
49 cents, that's right. You can pick up also at Green Man Gaming, Summit Steam, but mostly Green Man.
Cheaper than a phone call if you know where a phone booth is nowadays.
Phone booth? What's that?
I know, right?
What's a phone booth? That's a baby nature guy asked me. What is a phone booth? Why is that icon over that empty thing there? What does that mean? It looks like a phone. That's because that's what it is. It was a phone booth. What's that? Okay, time to visit Wikipedia. All right, so you also have some games probably you never heard of. A game called Chrome. No, not the browser. It's a game. Chrome, $1.24 on Steam. You can also pick up 3 Dead Zed, which I heard about. I don't remember what it's about, but I love the title. $1.24 on sale at Green Man Gaming. If you prefer your games somewhere else, you can go to GameStop. Civilization 3, the complete edition. That's all the good stuff in one. $1.24. Come on now. You can't beat that.
$1.24.
All Zombies Must Die.
Yay! All Zombies Must Die.
$1.59. $1.59 over at Green Man Gaming. They also have Zombies for $1.99 there. Green Man Gaming is a lot of sales this week. Airline Tycoon 2, Falcon Airlines, which I found out I didn't like very much, but you might. $1.99. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me jump down to the bottom here because we got some good stuff down here. I reorganized it, and I shouldn't have. All right, you people who have the argument of pirates versus zombies, Green Man Gaming, $5.08. You know you want to. Hitman, Blood Money, never played it, $5.99, Green Man Gaming. They got a lot of sales this week. It's all about them. Okay, no, it's not just all about them. Need for Speed Most Wanted, you can also pick up GameStop Digital Download for $4.99. That's half off of what it was last week when we told you about it. If you never played Condemned, which I did not, and I kept hearing great things about, I may try to grab this weekend. No promises, though. Y'all know I stay busy, but it's $5 at GameStop. Condemned, I heard, awesome game, I heard. Never got to play that one. Those of you who like your simulators, Joe, I'm looking at you. The Settlers 7, Paths to Kingdom, $6.79 at GameStop. As if you don't have enough to play with your new DS. I'm so jealous. I want one. Max Payne 3, there's a Rockstar Pass is what they're calling it. You can pick that up at GameStop for $7.49. Here's another good one if you never, ever played it. Ginger, I'm going to recommend this one for you because you would probably love it. Bully. Not because I'm saying you're a bully, but you would love the game. Scholarship Edition, $7.49. I particularly love getting on the skateboard and kicking the crap out of somebody as I roll past them. That is so fun. And watch their papers fly in the air, especially the people carrying their books. Hilarious. Ginger, Grand Theft Auto 4 is still on sale.
Yay! I'm going to have to grab that.
The whole thing, Ginger. The complete edition, all the little stories, I believe, from Liberty City. GameStop website,
$7.49. That's not bad. I'm
going to
have to get it
for that. Uh-huh. For your PC, you can roll with that.
$7. $7.
You parlez-vous français?
I'm going to get a pizza.
Yes, right. Parlez-vous français? Well, pick up SimCity, the French set. For $7.49 at Green Man Gaming. It's not the SimCity, the new one. Please do not get all upset or run over there and say, I want to get it at $7. No, it's not the new one, SimCity from way back when, which is still fun. L.A. Noir, the complete edition, which I have and have yet to even crack the seal on that bad boy. I got to do something about that. $7.49 at the GameStop website. Dragon Age Origins, oh my God. The ultimate edition. $7.49 at Green Man Gaming. I never played it. I want it. And this is the last one I'm going to tell y'all about. Just Cause. Remember that game? Heard it was really awesome. $8.99 at Green Man Gaming. They got a ton of sales. And you, of course, Steam and everywhere else got lots of sales. A lot of stuff on the Sims stuff on sale there, Joe. The Town Life, the high-end loft stuff, and all that stuff. Sims Medieval. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get
that. That looked awfully cute when it came out, though.
The Sims Medieval?
Yeah.
They didn't do what they should have done, which is give you the regular Sims, but make everything medieval. You know, all of the things that you had, the bathrooms, the building. They instead tried to make it like a regular single-player game. You didn't have control. That's the thing that makes The Sims so fun, is that you have a whole open world to play in, and then you get to build your stuff. When you get The Sims Medieval, it's already built. You can't really put anything in it. You have to keep sending your Sim on quests, which you don't have to do when you play The Sims, the regular Sims. I keep telling people that haven't played it, haven't really sat down to play, including yourself, Ginger, now that you got to grab you an expansion pack and throw in there, because that makes all the difference, because the base game was kind of boring. But an expansion pack thrown in there makes all the difference, and you don't have to play any kind of way. If you just like to build stuff, you do that. If you just like to make clothes, you do that. If you just like to cause drama, then that's what you do. If you want to kill Sims or mix Sims like I do, because I love the digital DNA, I love to make Sims of crazy colors and then have them have everybody in the neighborhood and see, you know, come out blue,
this
green,
right,
yellow.
This is right. Corey Breed, slutty Sims.
Well, I got a red one now. He's got a baby that's blue. I don't know how that happened. How are you red and you have a blue baby? Somebody explain that to me.
I'm going to say his wife bore somebody else.
No. The timeline, the family tree clearly shows it's his son. And she's not his wife.
Recessive gene.
Look, she's not his wife. What?
Recessive gene.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, probably. Probably his recessive gene was a blue. But now he has a son and a daughter with his actual wife. The son looks normal, like the mom, but the daughter is red like him. And they're twins. Figure that one out.
Wow.
See, and that's what the draw is, but they didn't do that with The Sims Medieval, which is here is an open world, and it's all set medieval. You have the chamber pots. You don't have a toilet. You have chamber pots, which you have to clean out. Y'all know what chamber pots are, right? Everybody knows what chamber pots are. Disgusting things, yeah. They didn't do that. That's what I was hoping for. I want all the, you know, the old stuff. They have to cook over a fire, and when they go to work, maybe you're a knight, or maybe you're the chambermaid for, you know, for the queen. Maybe you can marry the queen. I'd like for her to be him or her to be an NPC, like they have in the game. You can, you know, if you find somebody you like, you know, Sim, you can get your Sim to romance them until they marry them. Yeah. Like my Katy Perry, I think I have a Sim that's trying to ran across a Katy Perry-esque superstar, and he's trying to romance her into moving into the house and marrying him. So see, all kind of cool stuff that they left out. They just left out.
Yep.
All right, I guess you got me talking about Sims again.
I did. It's kind of amusing. It's kind of amusing when you start talking about Sims. All right, let's talk about another sale. Yeah. Sales, baby. Press play. SDG Entertainment has a 5-alarm freebie today. Our awesome physics puzzler iPhone is free, F-R-E-E, today. On top of that, we also have a sale for the iPad version, 50% off for Expanded HD. Expanded introduces the Rainbow Dinos. That's right, folks, Rainbow Dinos. These dinos literally blow up with excitement.
Are you talking about dinos?
Instantly inflate. Dinos, yes, dinos.
You don't like them.
I don't like dinos. I don't like them. But ones that explode might be okay. Help them reach the rainbow. Each tap expands them even more. Tap again and again and again and again.
Hey, funny, what are faces?
Anyways, Expanded for the iPhone right now is free. Usually it's 99 cents. Expanded HD for the iPad is 99 cents right now. Usually it's $1.99. So, yay, look at them explode. They don't even look like dinos. I could play that. Oh, that one looks like a Dorito. Now I want Doritos.
What?
It looked like a Dorito. Come on, it did.
I don't think I like this game. This guy's going underwater. See, I have a thing about water. I like to look at the water. I don't want to be in it. See, Joe agrees with me. He hated Sims Medieval. See, a true simmer doesn't like that. You know,
I didn't play.
Be glad you. So you didn't. You probably would have been okay with it because you didn't get into the actual Sims.
Yeah.
But if you really did get to play, when you went to play Medieval, you'd have been like, yeah, what is this?
See, the one looks like a Dorito. I want a Dorito.
Oh, will you stop with the Doritos, woman?
I want a Dorito.
Oh, okay. I'll get some Doritos after. All right. Apparently, there is a very interesting conversation floating around from WikiLeaks. A conversation between Eric Schmidt and Julian Assange.
This can't go well.
WikiLeaks has published a full transcript of a secret 5-hour chat between Eric and Julian that took place June of 2011. According to VentureBeat, the conversation was part of research for Schmidt's latest book, The New Digital Age, which is conveniently going on sale this coming Tuesday. Also in attendance was Jared Cohen, former Secretary of State advisor to Hillary Clinton, who co-wrote the book with Schmidt. Not Hillary Clinton, but Jared Cohen. It's a lengthy discussion with topics ranging from Bitcoin, which Assange had to explain to Schmidt, to the Patriot Act. There's a lot to dive into, but some of the choice bits VentureBeat posted are Eric Schmidt and Tor. In this early exchange, Schmidt has a little mix-up between Tor, the anonymizing web browsing technology, and Thor, the Norse god of thunder. So Eric says, can we start? I want to talk a little bit about Thor. Right. The sort of whole Navy network. And then Julian says, Tor or Thor? And E.S. says, yeah, actually, I meant Tor. And J.A. says, and Odin as well. Julian says, and Odin as well. He says, that's right. Sorry, Tor, the Navy network. And I don't actually understand how all of that worked. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I'm fundamentally interested in what happens with that technology as it evolves. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. You can go and find the full transcript if you so wish to read it. But that right there illustrates to me how very tech dumb a lot of people in charge are. Mm-hmm. You want people who can't tell the difference between Tor and Thor to be running our country and telling us what we can and we can't do on our internet. No.
No, not at all. All right, so just a little update. Apparently, they are checking out a vehicle. They're not giving any kind of unit number or specific locations right now because whatever it is, they're trying to be very hush-hush. But they are talking about that later in Cambridge, there is going to be a controlled explosion. So if you're in the area, you hear a boom, hopefully this one is okay.
Have they just basically declared martial law there? Because that's what it sounds like
pretty,
to me.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
As long as I got my games and something to eat, I'm good. Lock me in.
All right. I'm all right. I'll be okay. I will be okay.
Go ahead, lock me in. I'm good. Oh, man.
So.
All right, we got time for one more, yeah?
Yeah, I can do it.
You got it?
I was going to do it. I got it.
Go ahead.
All right, so Lost Saga. Yay. We Made USA begins Lost Saga open beta test. Announces commercial launch dates. Yay.
Ooh.
We Made Entertainment USA, the U.S.-based publishing arm of leading online gaming company We Made Entertainment, announced today that it has started the open beta test for the popular PC fighting MMO Lost Saga. The company also confirmed the action-packed online fighting game is scheduled to relaunch on May 2nd with new premium characters and planned regular content updates. The game's first ever premium character will be revealed and available for play when the game goes on live on its new home at PlayLostSaga.com. That starts in 2 weeks. Since the game's initial announcements in March, We Made USA has focused on ensuring a seamless transition for existing players while preparing for the game's evolution going forward. Shown in a new trailer released by We Made USA Today, which they did not give me. Anyways, Lost Saga is an action-packed online beat-em-up game. The MMO brawler brings together heroes from fantasy, history, and sci-fi in an epic fight for glory. Players... No, I don't want to choose my color. Stop it. Players can choose from over 50 unique heroes and level up and customize their skills. Fighters can be subbed in tag team style, and teams of up to 16 players can participate in a variety of game modes. I'm looking to see if it's free. Did they mention? They are not telling me. Not telling me, but it is open beta, so hey, there's that. If you want to check this out, it's over at PlayLostSaga.com. To bring fans the best fighting experience online, We Made USA has also been preparing a host of new and exciting content that's going to be released through regular updates. The OBT features new content, including 15 new heroes, 2 new game modes, 4 new maps. Players who log in will be rewarded with 30 hours of playtime with the new heroes, $100,000 gold, and 3 permanent gear chests. Going forward, Lost Saga will roll out an outstanding lineup of new and well-known characters to join the game's pantheon, including a new class of premium fighters that will introduce recognized characters from the fighting world. So, yay! This is Play Lost Saga. Oh, it is play for free. So, yay, it's free.
We like free.
We do like free. Yes, we do like free. We enjoy free.
We love us some free. All right, people. We know it's a little early, but we're going to get out of here because I got games I got to play. I got to download this app for my
phone. I got to read, man.
Yeah, because you are addicted today.
I am addicted. I want to know what's happening.
I don't want to know unless it filters down this way. And I'm sorry for people to Boston.
I'm all curious.
Don't mean I don't love
you. Beginning of World War III? I want to know.
Ooh, well, then if it is, you go ahead and text me so I can get down in the bunker.
Is this our own little guerrilla fighters?
I don't think it's going to get that far. At least we hope not. Otherwise, we will see you guys bright early Monday. And, of course, we may be around the web somewhere. You know how we roll.
Oh, I'll be twitching drunk probably later.
Oh, good Lord.
I know, right?
Come and get your gingers, people, please. Just pick her up, the little red-haired one, the one with the 2 ponytails.
All right.
Make sure you're here bright and early Monday morning or somewhere around the web.
Me and you?
This is going to be bad.
What's the difference between me
Ginger,
and you?
No alcohol poisoning, okay?
I'm going to try not to. There's a hostage, everybody.
Fire like a group of elementals. Got the epic utensils. Got down to business. But sometimes updates part of the game can change your world against you. But I was a good hunter. Something I could work through. Nothing wrong with placing purple, green, and blue. That's no problem. Still having damage on whatever we run through, and I'm happy with the amount of DPS that I do. But I hear rumors on the forums that are full of QQ. Fuck the patch. I'm getting nerfed, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wants to know what my next video is and who I'm going to spook with. And then I got these bitch-ass haters I have to deal with claiming that they're using
spoilers.
Spit venom in comments, bitching on forums, make videos, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, you need to chill on the flame. Just keep my name out of your mouth, and we can keep it the same. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the comments. It's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? My DPS is too high. Well, I go, pew, pew. I'm going to top the charge by a single macro spam. Now my steady volume tenor about to get canned. What's the difference between me and you? My DPS is too high. Well, I go, pew, pew. I'm going to top the charge by a single macro spam. Now my steady volume tenor about to get canned.
Yo, I play with it. While I release my beats, I grin with it. Never knew about WoW music videos until Lim did it. I stay committed with my spec. I love the way I crit it. My pet is a hunger in his eyes that spark like Riddick. Black and Lodic, I'm going off like I'm in Beirut. I be taking down bosses while bosses be dropping more loot. I play my class like I'm supposed to do. I pop traps and hot hollow points at each and all of you. A BM hunter sounds like thunder. My style's like a pirate with too much plunder. Never too much. Nerf me now if you think I'm OP, or I'll tear you a new one like it's my sweet 16. The
what's the difference between me and you? I can do so much damage while still looking cute. Until this patch, you better watch your steps, because when I release my pet, he's sure to scratch you. That's the difference.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls.